Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have an unusual story. It's really a story that has a lot to do with about a person thinking. So we might say, well, that's not much of an action-packed story, just what's going on in a person's mind. But actually, what's going on in our mind is really what's going on for us, because our mind is a place we are at, so to speak. And the story goes like this. A certain woman was once listening to a Verbrengen of the Rebbe. That is, the Rebbe was downstairs in 770, and the men were sitting downstairs, women were sitting upstairs, and she was listening. She was involved in the Verbrengen. At the end of the Verbrengen, the Rebbe did what he usually did at the end of a Verbrengen. And that was that he said that now Mashiach is certainly about to come. May he come now. May he come even before this Verbrengen's over. May he come even before this Sicha is over, this particular talk is over, and so on and so forth. Such words, many times that everyone mentioned that we should be in, or we will be in the base of Mikdash, in the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodashim, and so forth, and many, many variations on this same theme about how we believe that Mashiach will come immediately. And this is how the Rebbe ended the Verbrengen. This woman thought to herself, actually her name is Chaya, she thought to herself, so when's it going to happen already? The Rebbe ends every Verbrengen that way. The end of every Verbrengen, he talks about how we believe Mashiach's going to come, and the Rebbe says such words as Mashiach will come very soon today, this minute, and so forth. He'll walk right into this shul right now. And so Chaya was thinking, like, when? When will it happen? That was the end of, not the whole Verbrengen, but the end of that particular talk. And then in the next talk, maybe there was 10 minutes or so, the chassidim were singing, making l'chaim to the Rebbe, the Rebbe giving brachas, blessings, and then the next sicha started. Chai was listening, and she thought maybe she heard that the Rebbe was actually answering her question. But she wasn't sure, it was hard to hear, and after the Verbrengen was over, maybe an hour or two later, a transcript came out, but she couldn't find a copy of it. And she mentioned it to a few people, but she never found if the Rebbe was speaking with her, that is, if the Rebbe was addressing her question that she had in her mind or not. And 33 years went by. 33 years from 5750 until this year, 5783. She decided suddenly, someone had reminded her about the story, and she decided, okay, that's it. I'm going to find out. She took a volume of the Rebbe's talks from that year, and she began to look in the talks of that part of the year that she remembered vaguely which part of the year it was. She went through word by word, many, many, many pages, until finally she found what she was looking for. And the Rebbe said these words. They were written in the book of the Rebbe's talks from that year, 5750, Parshas Ve'era. The Rebbe said, there are those here who are wondering, why is it that at every opportunity we announce that the true and complete redemption, Geula, is coming immediately? These people are wondering why we talk about it. They've convinced themselves that everything is difficult for them, and therefore, for everything, they have a ready question. But the main thing is not the question, it's the answer. What is the answer? The reason why we mention Mashiach coming so often is because every single Jew is a believer and the child of a believer. Ma'minim b'nei ma'minim is expression. Jews are believers and the children of believers. And every Jew believes that Mashiach is definitely coming. And according to all the signs in the Gemara, Masechta Saita, a certain part of the Gemara, which speaks a lot about the signs that show that Mashiach's coming. The Rebbe said it's certain that he should have already been here. The Gemara says that all the end times have passed. And so therefore, a Jew believes that Mashiach will come immediately. When Chaya read these words, she realized that, yes, indeed, these words of the Rebbe were addressed to her because she was having this thought, or perhaps there were other people having the same thoughts. But this is what many of us may think at a certain point. We hear the Rebbe say so many times in so many talks about how Mashiach is coming immediately. All of a sudden, we might have a question. No, when's it going to happen already? And the answer is that a Jew believes that Mashiach is coming immediately. We see that all the signs that the Gemara talked about are fulfilled. And everything is ready for Mashiach to come. So why shouldn't we believe that he's coming any minute? And that's a good thing. We should definitely believe he's coming any minute. On the other hand, we still have some work to do, apparently. Therefore, we have to jump into it and do it, learning more Taita, doing more mitzvahs, sharing the idea of Mashiach and Geula with as many people as we can, doing acts of goodness and kindness, learning about Mashiach and Geula, and looking forward to Mashiach coming. May it happen immediately and so much more quickly with the work that you are doing. Thank you so much for listening and joining us here at Jewish Stories and More.